So our next guest is Jake Barton. Jake is founder of Local Projects and has done some very interesting projects recently. He's been involved with the 9/11 Memorial Museum, the redesign of the Cooper Hewitt Smithsonian Design Museum, and most recently, the Target Open House Connected House retail space. We're going to talk to Jake about how he thinks about these designing these experiences. So let's start with the redesign of the Cooper Hewitt Smithsonian Design Museum. The museum undertook a major renovation and reopened in December of last year. What was your design brief for your redesign of the design museum?
So there were really, it's an amazing opportunity to essentially both redesign the museum itself and redesign all museums in its own way. The Cooper Hewitt was interested, first and foremost, in really expanding its audience. It had already truly and wonderfully saturated those who loved design and knew they wanted to follow it, and also those in the close proximity neighborhood. So that tended to be in the Upper East Side of New York City, and particularly older people were really, really good to the museum for many, many years. But with the renovation, they wanted to target people who maybe had a curiosity about design but didn't necessarily have an expertise with it, and then also families, kids, education. People wanted to learn about design. And so we pitched them on this crazy idea and said to them, well, what if we did what every other design museum, or just museum in general, would be horrified about? What if we literally invited visitors to draw on the walls of your museum? And by that, I mean we came up with this idea of having every visitor be given a digital pen, which would essentially invite them to be designers themselves. And in designing everything from a piece of furniture to a skyscraper to a huge immersion room filled with custom-created wallpaper, they get to both learn about design and be curious about all of the stories inside of the museum.
Jake, we all are very familiar with the challenges that Target has had recently.
Oh, yeah.
And Target is trying to get its, get back in the forefront of retailing. And so they created this project, the Open House Project. What did you bring from your experiences with the 9/11 Museum, the Cooper Hewitt Smithsonian Design Museum, to a very different type of experience, the retailing experience?
Well, it's a great question. So Target essentially looked to us to bring both storytelling to the types of products that they were interested in experimenting how to sell. So this is the Internet of Things. They're looking to essentially look to share ways in which the smart home of the future can exist right now for all of us. And if you think about the ways in which Target stores are typically organized, they really have solved and optimized for having a huge quantity of inventory smartly laid out for efficient distribution for all of their customers. And they're definitely smarter and they deliver more even as you pay less. However, when you think about the Internet of Things products, and this is classically something like the Nest smart thermostat, it's an incredible challenge to be able to explain in that type of environment in particular why you would pay that much more for a smart thermostat versus a straight off-the-shelf thermostat that you could have bought two generations ago. And in a typical Target store, they would potentially be put one next to the other. All of these smart appliances would necessarily suffer because you really need the storytelling to be able to understand how these smart digital products can radically simplify your life. And so Open House is an experimental lab space for retail. It both allows Target to understand how to tell stories about these smart products and about how they can simplify your life and the value that they can bring. And we do that both through video and different features in a typical retail environment, but we've also built this almost unbelievable full-scale translucent home that you can walk through and see these products embedded inside of. And the products literally talk to you as you walk through the house. They're little projected cartoon bubbles where they explain to you how they work and then show you scenarios about how they simplify your life.
And can we actually buy the stuff?
Oh, yeah, it's an actual running store. And so that's one thing that's interesting, is that they're starting to see what products are really taking off within the environment. I mean, we've only been up since Friday, so the data is very, very cursory. But it's amazing to see the ways in which customers can suddenly see the light about some of these different products and purchase them and take them home. And the store is located just opposite the Moscone Center, so it's right in downtown San Francisco. And as these startups are looking to scale and taking off, Target is realizing these startups need to be in big box retail. And so this is an innovation play for Target, where they're making early partnerships with these startups in order to facilitate their growth and to build deeper relationships that they believe will pay off in the future.